The Kakadu plum is an Australian native superfood containing 100 times more vitamin C than oranges. So why have you never heard of it? PR. No one's drinking a Kakadu smoothie? I'm J.B. Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward, inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
There's a lot happening these days. But I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters, without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
This Day in History class is a production of iHeartRadio.
Hello and welcome to This Day in History class, a show that flips through the pages of history to deliver old news in a new way. I'm Gabe Lousier, and in this episode, we're talking about The Old Man and the Sea, the swan song of one of the greatest American writers of the 20th century, and a gripping story of struggle, loss, and acceptance that demands to be read in a single sitting. As a warning, today's episode features a brief mention of suicide, which some listeners may find disturbing. The day was March 4th, 1952. American writer Ernest Hemingway finished the manuscript for his classic novella, The Old Man and the Sea. He sent a letter to his editor that same day, informing him that he'd completed the book and that it was the best thing he'd ever written. Many critics agreed with that assessment, and in 1953, the book was awarded the Pulitzer Prize for Fiction. The public embraced the novel as well, making it one of the best-selling and most enduring works of the author's formidable career. But sadly, it would also be his last, as Ernest Hemingway would take his own life just 9 years later. The story of The Old Man and the Sea is a simple yet powerful tale of survival. It centers on an old Cuban fisherman named Santiago, who hasn't been able to catch a fish for 84 days and is now viewed as unlucky by everyone in his village. In a last-ditch effort to restore his dignity, Santiago ventures far into the Gulf Stream and engages in an agonizing struggle to catch a giant marlin and return it safely to shore. Opposing the old man in his quest are all the dangers of the open ocean, including hungry sharks attracted by the marlin's blood, which threaten to devour his prize and leave him with nothing. The genesis of the story is thought to have been one of Hemingway's own fishing expeditions, which he detailed in a letter to the Miami Herald way back in 1935. According to the author, he hooked a 700 to 900-pound blue marlin off the coast of Bimini, but by the time he managed to reel in the great fish, a shark had attacked it and stripped away hundreds of pounds of its meat. The novel's other inspiration was an anecdote told by Hemingway's Cuban friend, Carlos Gutierrez. In a 1936 essay for Esquire, Hemingway related what Carlos had told him about, quote, "an old man fishing alone in a skiff out of Cabanas, who hooked a great marlin that pulled the skiff out to the sea. The man was said to have been dragged eastward by the fish for 2 whole days, and when he finally managed to kill it, he then had to fend off the sharks attracted by its blood. The old man was still in one piece when a group of fishermen found him adrift, but his prize catch wasn't so lucky. As Hemingway put it, quote, "The head and forward part of the marlin was lashed alongside the skiff, What was left of the fish, less than half, weighed 800 pounds. 2 years later, Hemingway started writing his own fictional take on that fisherman's ordeal, but then he got distracted by other story ideas and wound up writing For Whom the Bell Tolls instead. The author wouldn't return to the sideline story until 1951, at a point in his career when many people thought his best writing was behind him. Hemingway was 52 when he finished The Old Man and the Sea, and he hadn't released a successful book in more than a decade. The last one had been For Whom the Bell Tolls in 1940, and while he did publish again after World War II, releasing Across the River and Into the Trees in 1950, the novel was panned by critics and sold poorly. The Old Man and the Sea was to be Hemingway's comeback, a way to prove to his critics, the public, and to himself that he was still at the top of his game. Written in the concise, deliberately simple style he was known for, The Old Man and the Sea reads almost like a fable, a sense that's reinforced by the story's use of archetypes, including age-old themes like man's relationship with nature and the endurance of the human spirit in the face of adversity. But according to the author himself, the story wasn't meant to be an allegory, and there's no deep symbolism to decipher. As he explained to critic Bernard Berenson, quote, "The sea is the sea. The old man is an old man. The sharks are all sharks, no better and no worse. All the symbolism that people say is shit. What goes beyond is what you see beyond when you know." To put it another way, Hemingway wrote the story to be open to interpretation. There's no secret key to unlocking its true meaning because it doesn't have one. His aim was to portray the old man, the fish, and the sea as realistically as possible, knowing that if he did his job well enough, they would mean many things to different readers. Despite this defiant lack of symbolism, Hemingway still thought The Old Man and the Sea was his finest work to date. When he finished the manuscript on March 4, 1952, he wrote a letter to his editor saying, quote, "I know that it is the best I can write ever, for all of my life, I think, and that it destroys good and able work by being placed alongside of it." He then added that he hoped the book would, quote, "get rid of the school of criticism that I am through as a writer." It did that, and far more, too. The Old Man and the Sea was initially published in the September 1952 issue of Life magazine, and all 5.3 million copies of it sold out in just 2 days. Then, when the book was later released as a standalone volume, it stayed on the bestseller list for a full 6 months. Not only did the novel make Hemingway a fortune, it also cemented his standing as a giant of the literary world. Many had doubted the author could ever match the early successes that had made his career, books like The Sun Also Rises and A Farewell to Arms. So when he proved them wrong with The Old Man and the Sea, critics finally came to view him not only as a respectable writer, but as a true master of his craft. The book won Hemingway the 1953 Pulitzer Prize in Fiction, and also contributed to his receiving the Nobel Prize for Literature in 1954. The Old Man and the Sea was even praised by the author's longtime literary rival, William Faulkner. In a one-paragraph review, Faulkner said, quote, "his best. Time may show it to be the best single piece of any of us. I mean, his and my contemporaries. This time, he discovered God, a creator. Until now, his men and women had made themselves, shaped themselves out of their own clay. Their victories and defeats were at the hands of each other, just to prove to themselves or one another how tough they could be. But this time, he wrote about pity, about something somewhere that made them all. The old man who had to catch the fish and then lose it, the fish that had to be caught and then lost, the sharks which had to rob the old man of his fish, made them all and loved them all and pitied them all. It's all right. Praise God that whatever made and loves and pities Hemingway and me kept him from touching it any further." Hemingway probably appreciated the sentiment, but I'll bet he winced just a little at how many words it took Faulkner to express it. So I'll close today by sharing Hemingway's own modest, much briefer assessment of his literary achievement. Sometimes I have good luck and write better than I can. I'm Gabe Lousier, and hopefully you now know a little more about history today than you did yesterday. You can learn even more about history by following us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at TDIHCShow. And if you have any feedback you'd like to share, feel free to pass it along by writing to thisday@iheartmedia.com. Thanks to Chandler Mays for producing the show, and thanks to you for listening. I'll see you back here again tomorrow for another day in history class.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.